Now, Dr. Terrell, we're here today at the awards ceremony, the Tech Edmonton Innovation Makes Sense, and you're up on stage for your spin-off company. Tell me what Prophysis does.
Prophysis is a company that is taking technology that is developed, some of the basic research may be developed within the department or within the Li Ka-shing Institute. And when we see an opportunity to translate that into products that may benefit patients, then Prophysis is a company that helps spin that out. We also have established the Applied Virology Institute, which got Western Economic Development funding and has now got funding from the provincial government to help us in commercializing products that come out of the Li Ka-shing Institute of Virology through the Applied Virology Institute under the directorship of Dr. Michael Houghton.
Now, one of the things that was mentioned today is that you're looking at developing broad-spectrum antiviral drugs. Now, how does that compare to antibiotics?
Well, antibiotics, of course, are fighting bacteria, and we are looking at specific antiviral agents. We have seen a rapid growth of antiviral agents. There are some tremendous stories of how effective antiviral agents, but usually they're directed at a protein within the virus, so they're very specific for one virus, and they can't be used in other viruses. Dr. Louis Shang within our institute and part of Prophysis has brought in technology that looks at how you might be able to inhibit a number of viruses by preventing them getting into cells. And he has developed a technology along with some Russian colleagues, and the patents are there and in the company to be much broader in their antiviral effect.
Well, how does it actually work?
It works by preventing the virus from binding to the cell. Most viruses, when they bind to the cell, their membrane of the virus must fuse with the membrane of the cell. And he's developed a technology that gets incorporated into the envelope of the virus and prevents it from fusing with the host cell membrane, and therefore it can't enter the cell.
Now, what stage would you be at with some of these? Do you have one that's in the works right now?
Well, Dr. Shang has several compounds, but one or two particular compounds that look like they're ready to go into their advanced preclinical, and they'll soon be going into clinical trials. Probably we'll start out with cold sore technology, a better way of treating cold sores, but there'll be other viruses that they'll be able to treat as well.
What about Ebola?
I don't know the activity of these compounds specifically against Ebola, but I would say that the CDC in Atlanta and the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg are looking at a lot of different compounds to inhibit Ebola. And I would think that this has potential to have some activity against Ebola as well.
For the work that you're doing, how much of a commercial potential does this have?
Well, antivirals have had tremendous commercial potential. Let me just divert for a second. Dr. Michael Houghton discovered the hepatitis C virus 25 years ago now. He discovered it in 1989, which is one of the major discoveries in medicine in the last 50 years. You remember the Cleaver inquiry and the tainted blood. That was all around hepatitis C, primarily in some HIV, but mostly hepatitis C. At the time that was discovered, 6% of our blood donors, between 4 and 6%, were positive for non-A, non-B in the United States. Today, it's 1 in 10 million. The virus has disappeared in blood transfusions or any blood products, thanks to Michael's work. Michael also targeted in the virus some specific sites that you might be able to inhibit with specific antiviral agents. Today, we can cure 100% of the people with hepatitis C with new antiviral drugs. It is a tremendous advance. The first company that got the best drug was a small company, and they just got bought out by Gilead 2 years ago for $11.9 billion. There is a lot of money in developing very effective antiviral agents.
Congratulations on your award today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl.